In 1950, the Catholic author Flannery O'Connor, she was invited to dinner, and the host of the dinner was a fallen away Catholic. And during the conversation, the host said, "The Eucharist, it's a very good symbol." And Flannery responded, she said, if it's only a symbol, to hell with it. Not a very diplomatic response. What was she getting at? It was her Catholic sensibility thinking, what? If it's just a symbol, why would we go to all this trouble to kneel before it, protect it, all this energy and time to show it, to venerate it, to teach our kids about it? One of our parishioners, one of our sisters here, Natalie Ng, she's going to go last week to the protest downtown to stand up, to fight against racism. Very good. But she didn't go because of COVID-19. But she's coming to Mass still. She's chosen to take that risk to come to Mass. Why? Because Jesus is really present here. So today is this great celebration. Jesus loves us so much. He's giving us his physical presence. And you know, in the past 3 months, since the pandemic started, March 11th, we've all come to appreciate the difference between real and virtual presence, right? So Zoom is great, Skype is good, and we love that, we need it. But it's a big difference between that and being physically present with someone. I said on Holy Thursday, April 9th, spiritual communion for all of you at home right now, that is the way you will receive grace. You will receive as much grace as you desire, and that's your spiritual communion. But one thing I didn't mention in that homily on April 9th was spiritual communion always has to lead to physical communion. So it's kind of like the person, if we're doing Zoom, we can't say, well, let's stay here forever doing all Zoom conferences. No, eventually we want to be together. You have to have that desire. So while you can receive so many graces right now at home, and praise God for that, he comes to us when we're at home and we can't receive Jesus physically, our desire should be, I can't wait to get back. Because Jesus knew 2,000 years ago, we need the physical presence. And that's why he gave us the Eucharist. During the lockdown, I heard someone say, I would kill for the Eucharist. Well, obviously a joke, but we know what he's getting at. We have to hunger for the Eucharist. I got criticized by another priest when I gave that story about when my dad died. So the morning I found out my dad died, I celebrated Mass before I went home to see my mom. And I said to you during the homily, just take away everything else and just give me the Mass. Ultimately, that's the thing I need the most. And the other priest said to me, you're going too far. I don't think so. What I said, that sentiment, I think is in line with the teachings and the examples of the saints. In 1997, St. Paul's Church in Richmond, my home church, we started our Perpetual Adoration Chapel, led by Father Peter Chang. And he just died this past May 23rd. And that Adoration Chapel was a big part of my life. I would always go there like after tennis, after hanging out with friends, just want to be with Jesus. And it's a big part of me discerning and finally having the grace to become a priest. And when I was in my fourth year of studies, I wrote Father Peter a letter and I said, Father, would you know of anyone at the parish who would help pay for my final semester? Because I just felt in my heart that it was my choice to follow God to become a priest, and I didn't want my family to have to pay for me. So I said, Father, would you know anyone who could help me? Father Peter wrote me back and he said, here's a check for over $2,000, and it was from him. He chose to pay for it. And he said, don't tell anyone about this. And I've never told anyone about this until now. I'm finally happy that I can share it now that he's passed away. And Father Peter's generosity in starting the Perpetual Adoration Chapel and his generosity in helping a seminarian pay for his tuition, that came from his big Eucharistic heart. That Eucharistic heart that loved Jesus so much. So every church Father Peter got assigned to, he'd always want to honor the Eucharist. You know, he goes to St. Stephen's in North Van, buy a new tabernacle, always trying to love the Eucharist and always trying to love everyone. And when he would come here for Mass at St. Anthony's, a lot of you would remember, right after communion, he'd start singing this song, Thank You, Thank You, Jesus. Very simple, very childlike, but expressed a very pure faith and a very profound faith in Jesus. I've asked the choir today, could you sing that song after Mass so that we can express our simple, pure gratitude to Jesus? Father Peter's spiritual legacy is that he helped someone become a priest, and he helped hundreds, probably thousands of people to have a Eucharistic heart. So I have a question for all of you today. When you die, will anyone have a Eucharistic heart because of you? So will your kids, your spouse, your family, your friends, who will say, because of you, I have a Eucharistic heart? Someone told me recently, it's a great grace, it's an affirmation. She said, I now understand the importance and the power of the Eucharist thanks to my ministry. Praise God. That CIA agent's life was changed when the Muslim driver said, if I had Jesus, I would stop everything and spend every hour, every day there with Jesus. And our lives too have changed because other people have helped us understand that Jesus has given us his real presence.